a week before Thanksgiving, the day before I was flying to Denver to meet my husband, who is driving from the farm in Oklahoma, so that we could finish the trip together back to Seattle. Well, that morning at 6 a.m., I turned the shower on to let it warm. Somehow I fell asleep on the bed. Somehow this plastic mat covered up the drain in the shower. The shower door opened, and when I woke up 5 minutes later, there is about 3 inches of water in the shower hallway. I tried not to panic, so I ran downstairs and got as many towels as I could to mop it up. I had the window open in the bedroom because the morning before I had burned a pot and it still smelled like smoke. But as I was running downstairs to get more towels, it seemed like there was too much water coming from the family room. So when I looked into the family room from these two outlets, there was a waterfall of water coming down from each of them, and water all over the place. Well, to make a long story short, 2 hours later of mopping water up, having the ceiling bulge because there was water being collected in the ceiling, calling the CenturyLink man to give me a new modem and fix my service because the utility room here had been struck with water damage, calling my insurance company to get a claim number, to have the insurance man come out at 5 that day to deal with water damage by cutting more of the ceiling out and putting big blowers into the house upstairs and downstairs so for the next 4 days it could dry out. The next day I could fly to Denver and meet my husband and drive home. So, ironic as it is, now, December 31st, Sean has been here all week. As you can see, new drywall, pasting, mudding, painting the ceiling. It's Saturday, December 31st, and he and his wife are coming early this morning so that he can finish painting the rest of the room and we will have our revised family room before the new year. Amazing, isn't it? But I think the point of the story is this, and that is we have to accept the shit that happens to us and move through it. And if we have calmness about it, we just move through it. And I am going to get a new family room before the new year. So I wanted to record this because in the next 8 hours, this plastic will be gone. It feels like a gigantic body bag. There's plastic all around. The cats want to get in here. I mean, it's a huge body bag, if I choose to look at it like that. Or it's a cocoon, and I choose to let myself free and fly, be a butterfly. So for this new year, 2017, I wish all of you the opportunity to not be in a body bag, but to be in a cocoon. Choose trust and faith and let yourself out of the cocoon and fly like I am doing today and tomorrow. I'm flying, being myself, writing my blogs, writing your stories, writing my stories, and just not fearing being vulnerable and being myself. Happy New Year. I'm Beth. Beth Lord, that's where you can find me. Okay, let ourselves out of this body bag. We're choosing freedom. We are choosing flight. Hello, Elsie Belsie. We're free.